Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums. Today's episode, Christy and Jimmy McNichol from 1978.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything that you need. Rain or shine, I'll be the one to share it all as life goes on.
Bizarre Albums listeners from my generation might best know the name Christy McNichol from the late 80s, early 90s NBC sitcom Empty Nest. It was a spinoff of The Golden Girls that starred Richard Mulligan as a recently widowed pediatrician and his two adult daughters, played by Dinah Manoff and Christy McNichol, who come back to live with him. Empty Nest ran from 1988 to 1995, but Christy McNichol left the series in 1992 after being diagnosed with bipolar disorder. She would return for an appearance in the series finale, but that would be her final on-screen performance. She officially retired from acting in 2001, releasing a statement that read, "A lot of people have wondered what I've been up to. I retired from my career after 24 years. My feeling was that it was time to play my biggest part, myself. I must say that it's been the best thing that ever happened to me. So many fans are disappointed that I'm not currently acting. However, some may not realize that the process I'm in at this time is necessary and vital for my personal happiness and well-being." Christy McNichol's career had started with her older brother Jimmy McNichol, both starring in commercials. The two of them both had their first roles in 1973. Jimmy made his first film appearance, though uncredited, in the made-for-TV movie Sunshine, while Christy appeared in an episode of the ABC comedy anthology series Love American Style.
"He's been making funny faces at you all night. Why don't you just go over there and take charge? Ask him to dance."
"I can't do that."
"Why not? That's what women do now."
"I know, but I haven't even done what women used to do."
1 year later, Christy had her first role as a series regular on the CBS drama Apple's Way. The series would last for only 28 episodes before being canceled, but Christy's true breakthrough was right around the corner. In 1976, she was cast as Letitia Buddy Lawrence in the ABC drama Family.
"She looks nice. What's her name?"
"My name is Kathy. Girls who look like that are always named Kathy."
"She's named Kathy and
she just moved here.
From Texas.
Right across the street from Zach. And he's appointed himself welcoming committee."
"Oh, it's tough being a new kid. Maybe he's just
male."
Family was received well by audiences and critics, and throughout its 5-season run, it was nominated for DGA, Golden Globe, and Emmy Awards. McNichol herself won 2 Emmys in 1977 and again in 1979. But back in 1977, her older brother Jimmy was also cast in his first regular starring role in a CBS drama called The Fitzpatricks. Unfortunately, the show would be canceled after just 13 episodes, but still, Jimmy's popularity started to grow. Christy and Jimmy started making appearances together on talk shows and variety shows like Battle of the Network Stars, Donnie and Marie, and Circus of the Stars.
"Finally, sis, together again."
"Yeah, Jim, just like Donnie and Marie."
"Yeah, but they're always picking on each other. But we're different. You know, I always picture you as my own little princess."
"You do? Well, that's nice. I always picture you as my big brother, the handsome prince."
"And I always see you in your own little castle."
"You do? Wow, that's really nice.
Come here, I'll show you."
In late 1977, Christy would even make an appearance singing alongside Karen Carpenter in the Carpenters at Christmas TV special.
"C is for the candy trimmed around the Christmas tree. H is for the happiness with all the family. R is for the reindeer prancing by the window pane. I is for
for the icing on the cake is sweet as sugar cane.
In 1978, Jimmy would become the host of the ABC talk show Hollywood Teen.
Jimmy's yesterday hour from Little House on the Prairie, Allison Arnstrom, television starlet Janet Johnson, the fabulous Teen Brothers, a theme from Grease and a special performance of Elton John performing Ego. Now, here's the star of our show, James McNichol.
So with this teen idol popularity they were experiencing, of course, a record label came calling. In 1978, Christy and Jimmy McNichol released their self-titled album on RCA Records.
There, ladies and gentlemen, Christy and Jimmy McNichol.
The album begins with He's a Dancer. And that voice you just heard, of course, was Dick Clark from his short-lived 1978 series Dick Clark's Live Wednesdays, where Christy and Jimmy performed He's a Dancer, dancing and lip-syncing to the track. Up next is Page by Page, a song that was also released as a single, but it failed to chart.
So much more to you, more than meets the eye. The subtle things you do won't let me pass you by.
Side for Page by Page was the album's next track, Girl, You Really Got Me Going, a song Jimmy performed on a 1978 episode of Hollywood Teen.
And the type of guy that likes to get around, all around, check out, see what's happening. But then one day you came and turned my head around. Sweet love.
Next up is a cover of My Boyfriend's Back, a song that was a number one hit for the Angels in 1963. My Boyfriend's Back was written by the songwriting team of Bob Feldman, Jerry Goldstein, and Richard Gutierrez. Might be saying that wrong, forgive me. And that trio would later form their own group, The Strangeloves, who are best known for their 1965 hit, I Want Candy. The album was produced by Mitch and Phil Margo, who also wrote the majority of the album's tracks. Mitch and Phil Margo were also members of The Tokens, best known for their number one hit, The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Mitch and Phil also wrote songs recorded by artists like The Monkees and Tony Orlando and Don. And here's a bit of the A-side closer that they wrote, Slow Dance. Side B kicks off with a cover of The Chiffons' 1963 number one hit, He's So Fine. Christy and Jimmy's version was also released as a single, and it was a minor hit, peaking at number 70 on the Billboard Hot 100. and the Chiffons themselves even provided the backing vocals on their version. In 1978, Christy appeared on the Mike Douglas Show to promote her film debut in The End, alongside past Bizarre Album subject Burt Reynolds, who was also thanked on the album's back cover, by the way. Christy would also plug the He's So Fine single while she was there.
Somebody gave me this. This is you and your brother.
Here, let me show this.
This is an album cover?
Well, it's a single cover.
It's a single cover.
This is new for you, isn't it?
Yes.
A whole new career.
Uh-huh.
You did with your brother, Jimmy?
Yeah.
What's the tune?
He's So Fine is the main song, and then the B-side is He's a Dancer.
He's So Fine.
We do together.
How do they decide what's going to be? Have you ever figured that out, Mel? You make a record, two sides, and somebody says that's the A-side and that's the B-side.
All I know is that Australia is on the flip side of the globe. That's all I know.
That's Mel Brooks, if you didn't recognize the voice, and it's also Mel Brooks, even if you did recognize the voice. Anyway, Christy would also perform He's So Fine on the episode.
He's so fine. Wish you were mine. That handsome boy over there. One with the wavy hair. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna make a mind. Be the envy of all the girls. It's just a matter of time. He's a soft-spoken.
So let's talk about some of the session players on this album. Nate Watts is on bass. He's played in Stevie Wonder's backing band since 1974. James Gadson is one of the most recorded drummers in the history of R&B. He's playing drums on some of this album. Marlo Henderson, who played on Michael Jackson's Off the Wall album, plays guitar here, as does Ben Bridges, who also played with Stevie Wonder, as well as appearing on past Bizarre Album subject Eddie Murphy's How Could It Be? Plus, there's percussion from Paulino da Costa, who's considered one of the most recorded musicians of modern times. He played on albums like Earth, Wind & Fire's I Am, Madonna's True Blue, and Michael Jackson's Thriller, in addition to the Saturday Night Fever, Purple Rain, and Dirty Dancing soundtracks. The album's only other cover is Rock and Roll is Here to Stay, a song written by David White and recorded by his group Danny and the Juniors. And their original version was released in 1958 as the follow-up to Danny and the Juniors' number one hit, At the Hop. Rock and Roll is Here to Stay reached number 19 on the Billboard Hot 100, but Christy and Jimmy's version was not released as a single. The album closes with Hot Tunes. The album spent 4 weeks on the charts. It debuted at number 120, and it peaked at number 116. It was released on vinyl, 8-track, and cassette, and it is not currently streaming on Spotify. When this album was released, Jimmy was 17 years old, and Christy was 16. Just 2 years after the album's release, Jimmy stepped away from the music industry, telling the San Francisco Examiner, quote, "I know the outcome. It's a real big high 1 year, and the next year, nobody knows who you are. All that singing and touring and the guys behind you doing drugs, eventually it's going to get you." End quote. Christy would appear singing again in the 1981 movie The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, but she would never release another album. But let's rewind back to earlier in her career, which I spoke about earlier.
She looks nice. What's her name?
My name is Kathy. Girls who look like that are always named Kathy.
In that clip from Family, the Kathy she's speaking of was played by a future Facts of Life star who would be nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Inspirational Performance for her 1984 contemporary Christian album, All Because of You, Lisa Welchel. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.